guys, welcome back to the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. So today we are talking about what I learned as a college freshman, but not in the like, you should do your homework way or you should read your syllabus way. It's like more of the what I learned about myself growing as a new person, basically in a new space and with all sorts of new stuff going on and basically being thrown into the deep end of adult life, just having to deal with a lot of things by myself, which is a lot. So that's what we're talking about today. But before I get into that, just so that way I don't forget to mention this, because I wanna level with you guys, be on the same page. This is the last episode of my show for just a little while, mainly because the semester's ending and I don't have a podcast studio in my basement at home, so that's not happening. But also because the future of the show is a little bit in the air at the moment, but I will definitely keep you guys updated, don't worry. I'm thinking of possibly having a new podcast next semester where I talk about like movies and all sorts of fun things, and I got my friends on it and it's gonna be a good time. I'm very excited. So it's just a matter of whether I have two podcasts or just a fun little movie podcast. But yeah, I will let you guys know, don't worry, I'll keep you updated on the Instagram, don't worry, it'll happen. So yeah, for right now though, we're gonna talk about what I learned. So obviously, number one, independence. I have become a very independent person to the point where when I come home and I no longer can determine my own schedule, I get very upset. But I also found that I've become independent and the people that I am dependent on are of a similar mindset of my own. So they are driven and they want to accomplish a lot in a small amount of time. And I think it's very important to surround yourself with successful people because they both understand they understand the both the ups and downs of your life. So they will celebrate your winnings, but they also understand when you are not necessarily failing, but you're overwhelmed and you're just like, I can't keep it up right now. I got to go do this, this, and this, or I can't do anything. I need to do something else. Like they understand because they're like, oh yeah, no, like I get that. I'm feeling this. Like usually they're feeling the same way. So I recommend, that's what I learned. Surrounding yourself with people who are like you is very important. And obviously you want to learn, meet new people and learn new things, but also having a small group of people that you're like, yeah, no, we understand each other. We know what it's like. And we're going to be there for each other in the ups and the downs to celebrate and to, you know, to comfort each other when things are not going great. So like I said, I was very overwhelmed. I was so overwhelmed this year, but I would absolutely do it again in a heartbeat, which doesn't really make sense. But I overwhelmed myself with things that were like really important to me and that I really enjoyed. So they were both fun things and things that like pushed me forward career-wise. And most of the things that overwhelmed me were my extracurricular activities, like my clubs and things like that. And like all the events that I would go to for them. So that was a lot. But I'm lucky that I have a very creative degree. So by joining artistic clubs, it's both a fun thing for me to do and an investment in my future. But like I said, I was overwhelmed. And first, like I have this weird thought process. I'm going to walk you through it. It might not make sense, but I'm just a kid. So we'll find out in a few years how this works out. But I feel like if I overwhelm myself right now, like in the future, when bigger, more overwhelming things come up, I'm not going to be like thrown into the deep end, not knowing how to swim. I'm going to be like, oh yeah, no, like I know what it's like when I'm overwhelmed. I know what I need to do. I know how to fix it. I know the steps I need to take and then I'll be fine. I feel like if I don't overwhelm myself a little bit now, like obviously not to the point where I'm like going insane, but like just a little bit where it's enough to keep me on my toes, I guess, then when I am in the real world, in quotations, then it's going to be better because I'm not going to be like thrown in the deep end. I don't know. That's just my thought process. I'm not entirely sure how much sense that makes, but I guess, I don't know. I just feel like I'm training my brain to know what it's like when I am overwhelmed and stressed out a little bit. So yeah, another important thing I learned was addressing and assessing situations. So fun fact, I'm a bit of a people pleaser, that I know for sure. But I also was really tired of getting stepped on most of my life because I didn't want to make a fuss and cause an issue. So I have learned that sometimes you gotta make a fuss, you know, only if it's necessary though. Don't go stirring a pot that doesn't need mixing, you know, don't be a little drama queen. We don't like that. But looking at a situation with yourself or other people and being like, wait, no, I don't want this, or I want something else. I think that's very important, and it's okay, and you should speak up and say when something's not working for you. And I know that I wouldn't do that for a while, and it seems silly, but a lot of people don't speak up, and they just go quiet, or they do the more annoying thing where they complain to you the whole time, but they don't address the situation with the people who are actually involved. So once an issue comes up, you gotta address it, you know, or you gotta find ways to fix it on your own. And I think it's just important. Sometimes you just gotta make that fuss. And yeah, that's just how it is. So obviously this happens in education too. And I have worked really hard this semester to keep up the GPA that I have. And in order to do that, I needed to effectively communicate with my professors and always be ahead of my work and prioritize my education above everything else. And I will admit it, I definitely need academic validation. So I was like, this just has to get done. Like, I need to do it. So having my education prioritized over everything else was just kind of always a given. That's always how it's been. You know, I don't like when I fail. I think I'm a tad bit afraid of failure, but that's okay. I don't know. It's not okay, but that's just how it is. And it's gotten me this far. So I'm gonna chill, and I'm gonna keep riding the wave that I'm on. But it's kind of impossible, though. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I wish I could give you a cute little pie chart of how to spend your time. And like, if you spend this percentage of your time doing this and this and this, then you are gonna have an amazing, perfect life, and everything will be balanced, and everything's gonna be fine. But I cannot. So there are times when my pie chart of how I spend my day changes, and you just gotta learn to be flexible and roll with the punches, you know, and you just got to try to keep that balance as much as you can. So one of the things that I really struggled with was finding the balance between my social life with my friends and my education and my other clubs and activities, because I would spend so much of my time like studying or working or going to my clubs and doing this and this and this. And yes, I was hanging out with my like other friends at the clubs, but I wasn't hanging out with like my friends who aren't in those clubs and who are like some of my best friends on campus. So I wouldn't see them ever. I'd only see them like once or twice a week because I was busy like editing photos or editing a movie or writing this and writing that and doing homework. And it's just kind of one of those things where I was like, you know, I really miss my friends and I want to see them. So one of them had to give. And of course I put like education over a lot of things, and it really was not fun for a little while because I was like, I really want to see my friends. So one thing that I learned was definitely trying to keep a balance and know when things need to change. And just knowing that sometimes something's got to give a little if you're going to give more attention to something else. So keeping the balance is really important. Another thing I learned is that you shouldn't settle for anything. Nothing. You shouldn't settle for a person. You shouldn't settle for a grade that is not great. You should just keep pushing to do the best you can. And so there's this quote that I've always loved from Les Brown that says, aim for the moon, and even if you miss, you will land among the stars. So that's a quote. My tone of voice was a tad strange, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But that's the end of the quote. So I love that quote because it's like, if I shoot so high and I set such high expectations where I'm like, I need to do this, 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 and this, and this, this, even if I only do a few of those things, I've already accomplished more than the average amount, if that makes sense. So it's like, by holding myself to such high, like possibly impossible expectations, then even if I fall short of them, it's like, oh, I still accomplished a lot today, you know? So that's what I think is really important. I give myself like a little bit of a buffer when things don't go great. So yeah, with that, like, you also got to learn to persevere, and you can't be mean to yourself when you don't meet your unnecessarily high expectations. So obviously persevering is kind of a given, but you know, I got to say it because I feel like it's really important, and it's been important this semester a lot. You know, everyone's heard it. Like I said, people poke fun at the posters hanging on the walls, revolving around it. but it's true because life happens and sometimes it really kicks you where it hurts, but you got to get back up and keep pushing through for your greater goal, whatever that may be. And if you set those high expectations, you're going to fail. Like, it's a given. There's no way you're going to meet the impossible expectation that you put on yourself. So you got to just learn to keep going and not be discouraged and just know that you're doing a good job. So you just got to continue. And there's one more thing. You got to listen to everyone. You got to listen to their stories, their ideas, their tips and tricks, everything. That's how, one, you're going to make good friends because they're going to know you as a good listener. You're going to learn a lot about them. So you'll bond on a whole new level. But you also not only to know, it's like everyone's worth listening to. You know, no one is less than you and you should listen to everyone. And everyone deserves to be heard. So not only should you know when to listen, but you should also know when it's your turn. Like, you should learn to share, you know, share your stories, tell them things, tell them about your life. And knowing the balance between knowing when to speak and share your side of anything, like your day, and also listening to someone else's is really important. And sometimes, you know, that balance can get a little messed up where either you're talked over or you're talking a lot and you just got to evaluate it and be like, oh yeah, no, like listen to someone else, ask them a question. Another important thing to do is ask other people questions about anything. So when I go to the studio, for example, and people are working on stuff, I always ask them what they're doing, what wires are they fiddling with, because I want to, one, build connections and make friends, and they'll probably tell me like why something's going wrong and what it is. And then I'm also learning a lot about the studio just by asking questions, because there's no class on how this studio runs. I've learned a lot about the studio just by talking to the upperclassmen who are sitting in the lounge working on it, or I ask them what they've done. So listening to other people is really, really important. And it seems silly to say, but there are a lot of people who don't listen, and they'll either just talk or they'll just tune you out entirely. And one, that's not cool. And two, they don't absorb much. So listen to everyone. It's very important. So with that, let's close out potentially the final episode. So I'm going to treat it like that just in case, but you know, we'll keep the door open. We'll see what happens. So today's national holiday is Have a Coke Day. Not a line of Coke, the drink. Coca-Cola Day. So did you know that Coca-Cola was the first product featured on a Time magazine cover? That's kind of cool. I don't know. I don't read the Times magazine very much, but I've definitely seen them in the library when I was in like middle school. And they always had like cool animals or celebrity on them. So it's kind of fun that Coca-Cola was the first product on it. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. It has been a great year, and hopefully you will tune in again, just maybe on a different platform. So if you like movies, stick around, because we're gonna talk about movies next semester for sure. But for now, have an amazing summer, and I will see you all soon. Bye.